With great power comes great... effort. It's GRD's Weekly.
The power would be nice, but the other part, not so much.
You know, that Tears for Fear song, Everybody Wants to Rule the World? No, that's just too much pressure. It's too much pressure. Hi, everybody. Welcome to GRD's Weekly episode. Anybody have the slightest idea?
223.
Yeah!
Yay!
Look at you, we're the fantastic folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us, you love us sometimes. Well, maybe not. But anyway, we're gathered around tonight, and we're going to be singing and dancing, which you can't see, so we'll just do mostly the talking, because that will really work. The people gathered around tonight, well, you do have the lady who loves being rescued a lot. It's the Flintstress.
Do I get to say thank you this time?
I'm going to insist on it. The man who has his own personal philosophy in life, it's Spencer.
With great power comes a great beatdown.
And I'm the guy who sleeps 3 hours at a time just to fit his schedule. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
You do too much. You're not Superman.
Oh, please. Come on now. So
I wonder how long spiders sleep at a time.
Well, let's ask our resident spider expert, Spencer.
Spiders don't sleep because the whole time they're planning on fucking with you.
Okay, we've already dropped an F-bomb. All right,
yes.
Good times. Way to go. We're
watch
on five
it,
teams now.
Spencer.
I had to do the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I had
they're
to do
like,
the first.
They're like sharks. They don't sleep. They just keep
they
going.
They just keep swimming and plotting and plotting.
Yes,
plotting
the
and swimming
spiders.
Plotting.
There are water spiders, but they're not really like in the water.
I'm not worried about those.
So like I really tried to come up with a good geeky week. I feel like we've done a lot. But
all right.
One thing we really did is we watched a bunch of episodes, you and I did, a bunch of episodes of Arrow.
Exactly.
Sweet.
So we watched all the way through the end of season one, which is all on Netflix. Netflix and like TV bothers me because it's like there's a certain sweet spot where it's not available unless you pay for it.
That's...
So it's either the older seasons are on Netflix or the season that's currently aired on demand. They'll only have like... What?
Did you say aired?
Airing.
Oh, okay. Airing. Okay.
The season that is currently airing. You can only get like the past two or three episodes. And so it just makes me really frustrated.
That time you did say lions. What is very strange about that is how like on demand, they should give me the season.
Right.
Even on the websites for some of these networks, they don't always put up everything for the current season. And that's why pirating exists, folks.
Right. And even that, they don't always have everything on the special antenna, you know, when you want to try to find it. And so you get frustrated.
Yep.
Yeah. And you don't want to break the law, but you're not going to pay.
If you'd really like to get a special antenna, I recommend flying BitTorrential Airlines. And they've got a good package deal where they can take you to several places. Yes.
Yeah, including jail.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
But anyway, so and then
we
watched
the good ship, the Pirate Bay.
even a couple of episodes of season two, which is pretty good.
Yes.
I kind of like this. It's almost like Archer Vice. Not really. But like it's definitely a little bit different in this season.
Well, no, it's nothing like Archer Vice because they're doing phrasing on Arrow. So.
Yeah, they are.
Wait, is Archer done?
No. I mean, done for the season.
Oh, yeah,
done for the season.
That's what done means.
That's,
not done, done forever.
Not done, done. Dun, dun, dun. Archer never.
That
Archer
was
never
funny.
Done, done, done.
But yeah, so, but I'm very much enjoying showing Arrow. You know, obviously so many people have recommended it to us, and obviously the ABS posters were all over like every local Virginia con. But it wasn't, right, and
RavenCon too. CW put up some money for RavenCon, so thank you.
Yay.
Thank
you. And I don't know, it's just, I don't know what it was about the show. I know what it was that made me not want to watch it at first.
Right.
It's because I did not have Justin Hartley, the Green Arrow from Smallville.
It was too soon.
It was
dang
too
it.
Soon. It was too soon. I wasn't over it.
Justin
hot.
Hartley was Smallville. Was Green Arrow, was Smallville.
Justin
Hartley was Smallville, actually. So
yes.
There is that.
And so I was mad that it wasn't him. I mean, they could have still done this show.
I think it's interesting that they managed to surprise me, because when we saw Black Canary and she's not Laurel Lance, that blew my mind.
Right.
Because the first episode, it's like Laurel Lance. I'm like, ah, Lance, her middle name must be Dinah. I know where this is going, and now I don't.
Yeah. Well, I said it could be the sister. Could be Sarah.
Gotta be.
Right?
Unless especially there's because, a mysterious triplet
especially
out
because
there.
She dropped a Ra's al Ghul reference, and, you know, if she got shipwrecked somewhere in the China area, you know, he's all about that.
This is just where I check out. I have no clue what's going on.
But just like, you've done out-geeked me there.
But I do love the little references. There's a lot of little references, but not too many little references.
Yeah, what was your favorite?
I can't remember.
I stumped you.
No, I said Ra's al Ghul was a good one. And just, you know, in general. And like, I love the time when they're on the island. Like, I love the times. I'm glad they didn't do a whole season of the island. That would have been boring.
Right.
But when it's interdispersed and it's kind of related to what's going on, I'd love some of that magical herb that, like, heals everything.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. They're using the formula that, what was that show? The Vampire Cop show. I cannot think of the damn name of that show. Damn it. Forever Night, something like that.
And, no clue.
Well, it's in the Highlander series, they both did the same thing of where they tried to just, although a lot more clumsily, put in a flashback to something that happened throughout the hundreds of years they were alive to what was currently going on. But this way, it's better because it is just a whole narrative. It's like that season of Lost where we were in the future and the past at the same time.
Yeah, but I like this, and I'm really liking the show. And I know there's some shocking stuff coming up because you can't avoid. I don't know any spoilers or anything like that. But a lot of people on social media would just be like, "Oh my God, that episode of Arrow!" Like all the time. And then I'm like, "Damn it, we've got to watch more Arrow so that we know what's going on." Well, so we've been doing a lot of that.
Also, of course,
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Woo.
And we watched the season finale of that.
Yes.
And did you watch it twice, Spencer?
No, I really didn't watch it the first time.
Okay. Spencer
didn't
hates
watch it either
stuff.
Of those times. Okay.
I'm not a big S.H.I.E.L.D. guy. Just
well,
not really digging
I
it.
I thought that this season finale was great. I thought it was, you know, when, spoilers if you haven't watched the season finale yet, because it was only on a couple of days ago. But, yeah, when Nick Fury showed up, I happened to glance away during the opening credits, so I didn't see that Samuel L. Jackson was definitely going to be in that
special
episode.
Special guest star, Samuel L. Jackson.
You know, I made the mistake of sort of being on my tablet when the show started,
see,
and then I put it down promptly, you know, pretty much right around then. I was like, oh, crap, pay attention. And it was just the whole show was great. It was the exact, I think perfect season finale for that. They've kind of set up where they're going to go, you know, for the next. Also a little bit of a rebranding, you know, now it's Marvel's
it's
Agents
a
of the Playground, right?
Of the Playground, okay.
Because they called it the Playground.
They did, and I'd really like to know how Patton Oswalt is there. That was a little weird.
Twins, or he's holographic, or a life model decoy?
Are we finally going to get the damn life model decoys
Maybe
actually in the show?
They took him to Tahiti, but he doesn't seem like he would be high enough up
no,
to
I
deserve
wouldn't
that
think
treatment.
So. After the speech that Fury gave? No,
yeah.
I wouldn't think so.
And what's that he's writing on the wall? The, like, it looks like Gallifreyan with the circles.
Kind of does.
I would love a crossover. Right? I would watch that.
Well, I could
I have limits.
Wrong.
Agent Coulson, Doctor Who.
Doctor Who, Guardians of the Galaxy crossover would be incredibly wonderful. That
well, they're all out there taking care of the galaxy,
has
right?
Such a potential.
Yeah, with
such
a lot of
potential.
You can throw some Green Lanterns in there too. Like all
Why
of
not?
The universe protectors,
sure.
Everybody whose job it is to protect the universe has to come together.
I can see that. They got to stop
Fanfic,
Galactus.
It probably exists. Yeah.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
Everything exists.
Seems too busy for
What did
a movie
you think
then?
Of the episode?
As I was saying, as you were talking about it, I enjoyed it quite a bit. Huzzah!
Okay. Well, I like seeing the weapons, too, like the choom-choom.
Okay. I love the incredible Joss Whedon moment, because all of us, when we cut back, we're going, what? Are you telling me that they walked away and left his body there and assumed he's dead? What are you talking about? No, don't do space mutiny on me. No.
I was like, really, guys? Okay. Really? And then he turns around and I was like, okay, thanks, Joss.
But you know, Joss does this, but he kind of... Those little funny moments like that, but they do kind of make S.H.I.E.L.D. look stupid, which I guess the whole Hydra thing makes sense now.
Yeah.
Extremely.
Yeah.
I mean, not all. Sometimes. That. Yeah, sometimes they look a little bungling.
Go back and watch Avengers, and a lot of the humor comes from S.H.I.E.L.D. sort of ineptitude stuff.
Well, it's the government.
Well, that's true.
just kidding. We know lots of people who work for the government who are quality people.
I worked for the government, and I'm going to stick with the original assessment.
Yep. We also watched some Castle. Which is a good show because, you know, they're not focused exclusively on their relationship, so they're still out there solving crimes and having fun, so that was a good one.
Sure.
And then we watched The Simpsons and did a Lego.
The Lego Simpsons.
The Lego Simpsons. That was fun because the premise of it was, you know, fit in with The Simpsons universe.
Right.
And the look of everything was just, like, perfect. Lego, it's just so clever and creative. And they already have it all set up, so, like, when you take a shower, the little, you know... Circle clear things come out. And just in general, it was just super fun. And that it was just a nice episode, a nice crossover episode, I thought.
It worked really well. They used the community way of going, oh, someone's got a mental illness and they're dealing with reality this way.
Right.
Right.
Ooh. I'm glad I didn't knock anything over.
Me too.
Yeah. But that was a good one. Because then it's also, I mean, Homer and Lisa, you don't see them like interact that much.
Right.
You know? So it was a good
It was refreshing.
Daddy-daughter episode.
Very refreshing.
That was good. Also, we had a roller derby car wash slash yard sale slash bake sale, and that was fun. I like washing cars. It was fun.
Okay.
Not my own car, but other people's cars. For money. Yeah. Wow, that sounded... car whore. For
wow.
money.
Okay.
It just sounded bad. But it was fun, and we made almost like $500. So
that's cool.
Fun.
Sweet.
Yeah. I've been rereading the Game of Thrones books. Game of Thrones. No, okay. Technically, the first book is Game of Thrones.
Right.
The Song of
You've been
Ice
reading
and the Fire.
Song of Fire. Yeah.
And it's good.
Sorry,
my screen just
ended
shut off for a second. Ended with good. But, you know, I do spend quite a bit
girl.
Of time, you know, still watching
away.
The
so
show going, oh, I know what's going to happen. Oh, I know what's going
right.
to happen. And especially moments where, like, Spencer will say something and I'll be like, just wait. Ha, ha, ha. But I try not to say anything out loud. Also, they've deviated from the books quite a bit. So I could think I know what's coming, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I know what's coming.
Okay.
But I have a general idea of what's coming.
Basic synopsis.
Some badassery. The last three episodes are just going to be like full throttle awesomeness.
Yeah, they're going to rev it. They usually do. Well,
yeah.
You know, the penultimate episode will be the one where all the tragic, crazy shit happens, and the last episode will just be setting up
just
what's...
Just nothing, right.
Well, I didn't say that. It's still a good... It's still
right.
good, but usually the season finales are... A little more low key than the one right before it.
Yeah.
Sure enough.
And when I'm rewatching the show and we didn't start it like right on the hour, I forget like how much longer is left in the show. And then when it's over, I'm like, no! But then when we watch it and it actually starts right at 9 o'clock, as I start to see the clock get closer to
right.
10, I'm like, oh, it's almost over. I know. So, and it's so funny. I'm so obsessed with Game of Thrones. I find myself obsessing over like seconds in the show. Be like, they didn't need to have Tyrion walk down the whole aisle in the courtroom and then lock him. They could have just jumped right to that and we could have gotten more of his speech. You know what I'm just saying? Like,
but
I find myself.
But did the book say he walked down?
I don't know.
Not only that, it described the lighting at that particular
well,
time
sure,
of day and how it was different
detail.
Than it was the last time he walked down the hallway.
Can we just talk about that, though?
And
I mean,
how
messed up that
the jailer's
was?
Jailer's penis was. Am I right?
Wiener,
I
wiener,
right?
Wiener,
right?
Wiener, wiener.
How messed up what was?
The whole trial. Them getting Shay and her saying what she said, like using everything against him.
Well, oh, I'm very upset.
Ugh, what a...
Well, it just goes to show you, as cool and as awesome as he is... He's not really that good at playing the Game of Thrones.
You know, in some
He's
ways,
not.
Yes, but he wasn't thinking about the things that he was saying.
Right.
The thing is, though, okay, if you think of the American judicial system, threatening to kill somebody is not evidence that you killed them. You have to have habeas corpus. You have to, I mean, like...
Sure.
They would have had to have evidence of him having stolen the poison.
You're talking medieval times where they
yeah.
filleted people?
Yeah.
I
yeah.
don't think bringing up the American court system
yeah.
is
I meant our modern
really
times.
No.
Okay, well, that's obviously not modern times because
well,
it's Westeros, but still.
The fact that they would not let him try to put in context what was happening
right.
for him. Yeah, no, I get what you're saying
I mean,
there, but.
It was completely biased. And we all
sure.
knew it was going to be a farce,
sure.
but you think they would have made a little bit better pretext. Tywin at least
so
would have made a pretext.
So maybe don't, you know, insult the king in front of as many people who might have a grudge.
Yeah, I mean, but. Whew. I read an article about the episode that said that this was what Peter Dinklage submits to the Emmy committee.
Right.
Because this was his acting at his finest.
Nice.
For sure. So, yay for Game of Thrones.
Well, acting at your finest.
Though.
Acting at your
yeah.
finest is also the poor, sad, deluded bastard who would rather sleep in a dog kennel.
Oh, God, right?
Jesus.
No,
Jesus.
I'm weak.
I don't believe. It's not.
Tell
wow,
him you didn't
I,
trick me.
I don't. Believe that's
it
my
leads
own
to
sister.
A really kind of interesting, like, is physical torture worse or psychological torture worse?
Because
he's been tortured
with...
by in both methods.
Do you love me, Reek?
Of course I do.
That's,
what were you going to say?
Of course I do, my lord.
Yeah.
Yes.
My
you
lord.
Know, that's your Stockholm Syndrome at its finest. It's just crazy. Physical pain bothers me because, you know, I don't think you're gonna break my mind. Sorry, maybe I'm just a little pompous.
Not to that extent, at least.
No,
like,
not to that extent.
If I don't know, I mean, I could see him playing along, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like playing along and saying
I'll
everything
you
know.
Convince you, I love you,
right?
But when I'm shaving you, your ass is getting a happy smile in a different place.
Well, he would have instantly died. I might have kept it up through that part of.
I might have kept it up,
but when my sister. Well, my sister came
no
to
more,
rescue
might...
me. I would have gone with her quietly.
Didn't believe it was
and
her.
And I would have killed the dogs. Right?
See,
right.
She's stupid.
As soon as they walk through
as
the door,
soon as
I'm like,
walks
kill
through
the dogs.
Kill the dogs.
And see, I'm always the one who's like, don't kill the doggies in like everything that we ever watch.
There
but those were
dogs.
Those were soldier dogs. And they, as soon as they started barking, bang, bang. I mean, duh.
Except for there is no bang people. Yeah, we're talking medieval times. Swords.
Slash.
One of them had to have a crossbow.
Right.
One of them.
Right, thwack, so, thwack.
There you go, thwack, thwack.
You knew I was going for that. So that was just kind of like, ah, oh. What's her name? Yara?
Thwack,
I was like,
thwack.
That's just dumb. That was just so dumb. That was a good one.
No, it was a good plan. And they would have been able to make it out.
Well, it wasn't much of a plan. It was run in, grab him, and go.
How many seconds were wasted?
Yeah.
That's true. They would have totally made it out.
Refusing to move and quivering like a little...
She did not expect having to fight him.
Yeah.
God. After that speech and everything that she did for her, oh my God. I could not imagine anybody angrier than her at that moment.
Right.
Like, you mother effer. You know, I've always stood up for you. You've always been a schmuck.
Right.
And now I just came all the way out here. Some of my guys got killed. And you wouldn't even come with me? Like... Yeah.
Well, go home and punch Papa in the face. It's, this is really all his damn fault.
Yeah. Well, for why? For making him a ward of the Starks?
All that in the first place.
He didn't have a choice.
He didn't have a choice. It was like a...
Sure. But then comes back and he's all the shit that he's given him and does, you know...
Right, like making him try to prove something. Well, he's right. Ironborn, though. You got to do the Ironborn philosophy.
Well, there you go.
You got to pay the iron price.
Well, there you go.
Theon's the one that didn't nut up, dude.
Well, Yara...
Oh, I'm not saying he's not a complete jackass. I'm just saying that, wow, that's...
He sold out... Bram and Recon before he didn't give two shits.
Daddy issues.
Yeah. I mean, I've half thought that Yara was going to turn and kill him, like, herself. Like, really? But then, I mean, it's still killing your brother, but I don't know.
I don't know. She said her brother was dead, so.
And yeah. The father would have ordered it.
I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah, he would have. If he had been there, he would have
lost
it.
And now, who does Reek have to pretend to be Theon to?
Yeah, like, he wants to take a castle back, so... I mean, I don't know. And there are still some Ironborn in... Where do they have? They don't have the Dreadfort, but they have... What is it? Mott's Deep? That's not it. Somewhere.
I just think that my man broke him down so bad that, yeah.
Right.
I'm gonna have you... I now trust that you can pretend that you can be yourself again, but I know that you really won't be yourself. That's how much I've broken you. That son of a bitch, they should have put him to work in the village. Because the prisoner and him would have had a good time together.
Right.
He could not have broken the prisoner.
No, no, not at all. But I would like to see what game he was going to bring to it, because Jesus.
Yeah. He's the show's new bad guy now that Joffrey is dead.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can.
And it was nice to see a little bit of dragon action, you know? Butters would have been happy.
Dude, they're getting big.
Yeah.
They're getting huge.
But does she have control over them is the thing. We haven't seen her attempt to ride them. We haven't seen them 100% follow every one of her directions. You know, when the one snapped at her a little bit when she was messing with them.
He like was dog. Eating.
I know.
She should have known better.
I 100% agree that she should not have done that. But when push comes to shove and she says, Dracarys, are they going to burn down villages for her?
They burnt down everything else.
Gonna be interesting to see. Here's I do want to see her riding, like her, you know, silver blonde hair and the breeze riding a dragon.
I enjoyed her more on the horse. Not even gonna lie about it.
Well, that has been
way
my geeky week, Spencer.
Okay. Well, she said Game of Thrones, but I've just now started reading the books.
There
I'm
you go.
Really, really immersed into it.
It's like so addictive,
really,
right?
Really, really immersed in it. So I've been doing that a lot. And I'm starting The Sopranos over. Good times.
Nice.
I never really got to finish it, so figured I should start from the beginning.
It's a good run.
Went to Roanoke for the weekend to visit some family and have a cookout. We rewatched The Hobbit. Great movie.
Desolation of Smaug.
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 Bastards.
You wanted him to say it?
I did. I really did.
Sorry.
That's all right. I know how much you love to jump in.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Whee! And I've been watching a lot of really old TV shows like All in the Family and Three's Company, and it's a great ride.
I did catch Three's Company on TV the other day.
It's a great ride.
Ed Tenna TV. He's got that going hardcore, and they even have the Ropers.
Yeah, I haven't caught it yet.
God,
soon.
Wow.
Soon.
Very crazy. Soon. I randomly... I'm looking through, and I see they have, like, Bewitched, and I saw the description of it, because, you know, that's the channel of the description is always there when I hit to start my search of channels.
Right.
And the description was like, I was like, wait, that sounds like the first episode. I caught the very first episode of Bewitched randomly the other day.
Strange. I never really cared for Bewitched.
I just never saw the first episode, you know. It had its moments. I wouldn't, I always went more Adam's Family and Munsters.
What's your favorite classic TV show?
It is seriously a tie between All in the Family and probably Sanford and Son.
Nice. I want my daddy's records.
It's kind of funny. So, I mean, do you think Archie Bunker is, like, terribly racist? Or, like, what is your take on it?
No. No, he was brought up in a society where it was okay to be racist.
That doesn't make him not racist.
Listen.
There's
don't
more.
Listen. So, everything that he was taught was the bigotry and all the other bullshit. But how many times did Archie Bunker do good things for everybody? When it came down to it, brass knobs.
So he might have been racist with his words, but not as much with his actions.
He was all heart, man.
He was already a fan of Sammy Davis Jr. And he didn't shoot him when he kissed him, so there you go.
There you go.
Wow. What else you been doing?
That's pretty much it. We watched The Cube. We watched The Cube.
It's not The, it's just Cube.
We watched Cube.
There you go.
Because there's more than
Cube
one.
And Cube 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Look, you said, I told you you did not want to necessarily watch that immediately. But you're like, no, let's keep going.
I had to.
I know.
I had to. I needed know. Answers. I needed things that the cube didn't inform me of that I needed to know.
Now, do you know them?
No. And it's worse. Oh. Because now I just want to watch the prequel. And I know it's not going to do any better.
Prequel is makes the second one look like the first one.
Wow. Did you ever see Cabin in the Woods? Did you ever see the whole thing from start to finish?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you
probably, would like Cabin in the
should.
Woods.
Yeah, you probably would. Should. Yeah, no, you definitely. If I'd known that, we would have watched that immediately. So that's it for you then?
Yeah.
Groovalicious. Sweet.
Well, Spencer forgot that he also watched the last two episodes of Police Squad.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
I know. So now it's gone. It's gone.
It is gone, and I'm very upset.
So the following has ended its season.
Sad days.
It is.
It ended strong, though.
It did, and I once again have no idea what the hell they could possibly do for another season. But it'll be interesting. This one, they flirted a couple of times with just going a bit. They almost lost me a couple times this season, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
They flirted with that line very, very much so. Bates Motel season 2 has wrapped up. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't know how it could get any better.
Norman Bates' mom can't last another season. I don't see how she makes it another season because
I don't know how she makes it more than three more episodes.
I was going to say
they're
going to
open it up with that.
That would be quite damn
interesting. Second episode. I'm calling it right now.
Because holy hell, that poor son of a bitch. That's what I loved about Psycho so much was the way that Anthony Perkins made you feel sympathetic for Norman Bates. And even now, knowing how effed up this kid is, still feel bad for him because damn it, somebody could have helped this poor deluded bastard. They really could have.
But they didn't.
What are you going to do? So
kill people, actually.
Yeah, there is that. So we haven't done a show since May the 4th, have we?
Oh.
We watched The Empire Strikes Back.
We did. For the first time.
Well,
wait a minute.
You for the first time, right?
I don't know.
So
yes, because you'd only seen A New Hope, you said.
Yeah, but I felt like I had seen that one, too.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But I don't know
you
where
don't know.
I am.
Well, we'll watch Jedi at some point. So what's the internal temperature of a Tauntaun?
Warmer than Hoth. Much warmer than Hoth.
I was going to say lukewarm.
Oh, boo.
Oh,
boo.
Oh, God.
But I'm shh.
Doesn't even
that's Flynn Stress at geekradiodaily.com.
Okay, so there is that. Moving on. I watched Solaris. Not the George Clooney one. The original, like, 1972 Russian space. It's the Russian 2001. It's not as good as 2001, obviously, but it's as close as...
Is it full of stars?
It's got its moments. It does have its
I'm
moments.
I'm full of stars.
No, I bet you are.
We're full of star stuff. We
yes,
all are.
We are. We are.
Even so, though we're so totally behind on Cosmos. And we are missing Big Bang Theory as we got to catch
I
up.
I know. I told you. Let's see. Yeah, Spence and I watched Heathers because I decided one night this is a film he should see.
It was an epic film.
It was quite
a very epic
good.
Film.
Definitely a different time.
I have skimmed over that movie so many times.
Yeah.
The summary they give you on Netflix does not do
no,
that movie justice.
No, it doesn't.
This is a very, very prime example of don't judge a movie by its summary. Never.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Sometimes you really can, but always take Billy Flynn's recommendation once he gets to know you.
Some of
if
the
he doesn't
shittiest
know you
movies.
That well, it's hard to do, but if he knows you well and he recommends you watch a movie, you take his word for it and you watch it.
So is that why you went for 12 Monkeys as well, then?
Yeah.
12 Monkeys is a damn fine film.
Yeah.
And
I need to rewatch parts of 12 Monkeys.
Oh, you need to just go ahead and just watch it again because, probably. Yeah, it's one of those kind of things. There's always something more to see and you'll be like, oh, yeah. But I had to revisit this now because AMC apparently is turning that into a series as well. And I... Fargo, which I need to catch up on.
Yeah, we're behind on that,
They're finding a way to make that work. But 12 Monkeys, I...
Also, though...
Yes?
I have heard that Rosemary's Baby is quite excellent.
Really? Isn't it just a miniseries, though, and not a full-blown series? Didn't I hear that?
Not sure. I think we looked at it.
It can only be but so long. Well, I guess it could be 9 months long.
When I got back to work, Guy was like, "Did you watch it yet?" I'm like, "No, I haven't had a chance."
All right, I'm going to have to give
it. But is it somebody at work that you trust? Like, do they have good recommendations?
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's see, I got you to watch Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which I always said I didn't.
When?
I knew it was going to be a good movie when you were out of town.
You were out of town.
Wow. Yeah.
Because we talked about that after we watched the piece of it in there. Yeah. And you're like, we'll never get her to. She'll never do it.
Boom, made it happen.
Done. Check. Off the list. But no, so I knew it was sad and I knew it was going to be sad. And actually, the sad moments were like sprinkled enough throughout it that it was okay. Right. And plus, I just had to think about it in the context of the other Planet of the Apes movies, which I really enjoy.
Right.
I've liked just about all of them. And I really liked the modern take on this.
Yes.
The Alzheimer's drug and the smartness factor achieved. It was much better than us having kept them as slaves. You know what I mean? It was very, very well done. And the little nods, one of the little baby monkeys was called Cornelia.
Yeah.
And some of the other things. Zero. You know, and Draco Malfoy got to say,
"Get your hands off of me, or paws off of me." Apes.
Right, yeah. I wonder if he'll ever get cast as not a bad guy.
No.
He looked different, but definitely still a bad
guy. Looked the same. Just in a zookeeper uniform instead of wizard's robes.
Wizard's robes.
It was nice to see him get his comeuppance, and just in general,
he always
clever.
Gets his comeuppance.
It was so well done. It was just, it was a great movie.
And once again, and I'm sorry if this sounds cruel, but old people, you really got to get with the times. I'm tired. Sorry, this isn't going to go too crazy. I'm tired of like people in Congress and the Supreme Court having no idea what technology is, and I'm flipping tired of the Academy Awards not understanding that Andy Serkis should have at least been nominated for his role as Caesar. Because holy hell, man, does he sell that.
Well, it's a science fiction movie, and that's
and
not an
acceptable
genre. And
he's not actually
genre.
On the screen.
Whatever.
They painted it with a computer. Ooh, they're bastards. Sorry, I'm just...
Yeah.
So it's a little
the great. Level of emotion conveyed, I mean, and just everything, it was so great.
Yeah, so fantastic, and really looking forward to the next one, because, wow, what are they gonna possibly do?
No idea.
I didn't know there was another one.
To Krypton. From Castle Grayskull to the Gates of Mordor. From their lips to your basement, to your underground lair, it's GRD News.
Yeah, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is coming up.
Wow. Which is one of the motivating factors. I was like, well, that looks really good. I might as well go ahead and watch this one. So
news.
Yeah, well, we have the app. If you have an Android phone or tablet and you don't already have the GRD app, you should pick that up.
And
do it.
And hey, I don't mind that you gave it a 1-star review. But I really mind that you didn't offer any feedback. Be more constructive with your feedback.
No, but seriously, like, I mean, it's just a pretty basic app, whatever. But,
yeah.
Like, it works. It does what it's supposed to do. So, you know, I don't know. And if you're like, wow, if only it did this, just let us know and we could get Tech Guy Wolfie on it.
Drop a line.
Oh, yeah. You could send us a note at Billy Flynn, Flinsters, the Bruce, at geekradiodaily.com. I was about to interrupt myself and ask if we should make Spencer one.
Okay.
Spencer, at geekradiodaily.com.
Dangish.
Okay.
Or Saucy Spencer. We'll think on that.
Sure.
Just do it.
But anyway, in addition to that, we also have a convention coming up.
We do.
Yay. Ooh. So we're going to be guests at the Balticon convention, which we haven't been to in, has it been 2 years or
I
1 year?
I want to say it's just been one, but it might possibly have been two.
It may have been. It's been a while since we've made it up there. Memorial Day weekend.
We definitely couldn't have gone last year getting ready to move and stuff.
Right. And I think it has been 2 years.
Might have been.
But this is one of my favorite conventions. It's still kind of small and intimate, but at the same time, you get to see people that you don't see all the time.
True.
You know, Donna will be there, PG Holyfield, Vivian Schuch, I think Jet said she's going, right?
Yes, sure.
I mean, it's just going to be a lot of cool podcasts. Probably, T and Pip. Almost all of the podcasters in our, like, close friends. This is, like, the podcaster convention for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
this is the one.
Yeah, and that gazebo in the courtyard. It's a great... Oh, man.
I just got so overwhelmed.
That is love.
I just, you know, I just remembered where it was, and it just, it overtook me. I just, no. I'm going to need a second.
I'm sorry. No matter how long it's been since you haven't had a cigarette, a person who doesn't, you know, who has quit smoking cigarettes, some things always make you think of it and always make you want one.
And the gazebo.
And the gazebo.
The gazebo, I could see that.
Kind of did that to me a little. I was like, oh, yeah, the gazebo. Oh, I'm not going to want to be out there or in our, my other kind of outdoor hangout areas because of the secondhand smoke.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So what are you going to do with yourself?
Stay inside where it's air conditioned.
That sounds like a plan. A plan indeed.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news.
Which you're supposed to jump in with, Spencer.
Wait, let's do a second take. One, two, three. Geek news.
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
But so, don't edit it out. Just leave it in there.
Yeah.
Post? I don't do post unless I have to. So far, the cable's working just fine. We swapped out that cable, tried another one. It's been working fine so far.
Sweet.
So there's news for it. No, oh, wait. No, we should actually tell real stories. So you know that guy? You know that guy? That guy at work?
I hate that guy.
That guy at work that bugs you always coming by your... Well, if you have a desk job, I guess. If you have a cubicle, I guess. Because otherwise, this isn't really going to work for you. Because you've always needed some personal defense. Some safe personal defense. So now...
Mace?
Popular science...
Taser?
No. No, 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 no. Popular science has the instructions for you to simply replace the trigger system with a servo motor, wire up a home security sensor, add an extended clip, and attach it all to a tripod, and you can turn a Nerf gun into a heat-seeking little turret.
Oh.
A sentry gun. You can make a Nerf heat-seeking sentry gun.
Wow, that's really cool.
It's incredibly cool.
So if anybody comes to try to talk to you, it'll automatically shoot them.
Yeah, it's that. That's why you need that extended.
Oh, that's sweet.
Right? How beautiful is that? How beautiful is that?
Gosh,
right there?
Gosh, listeners, it is so pretty.
See, this is why we need a vidcast, so I can show you a picture of my screen.
We're doing it.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
No, then I'd have to brush my hair.
So yeah, the whole thing, it's got all the materials that you're going to need, and seriously, and the tools you need, and the step-by-step instructions, and even pictures to help you along the way.
I love pictures.
That's how picture pages, and that's why it's a beautiful thing.
Well, I have cancer news. Everybody hates cancer,
okay.
Right? F cancer.
Oh my God, when did you get tested?
No. That's not,
what?
That's not even funny.
I know it's not. That's why I'm wondering why you're joking about it.
It's a news story. Not the what's up and not my geeky week.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay.
That wouldn't be much of a geeky week.
That could have been news, though. So let's be honest.
All right. Well, no, I haven't been bit by any radioactive spiders, and I don't have any crazy diseases. I just thought this was really cool because anytime there's any kind of big advance in the cure for cancer, or the treatment of cancer, I think that is very interesting.
Cool.
I do feel like we're going to get there in our lifetime. So it's only happened in a very small group of people. But in some, they were treated with the measles vaccine, but like 10 times the normal dose of what you would give someone, and cancer went into remission.
Okay.
So measles vaccine is the cure for cancer. Measles is the cure for cancer. A blast of measles.
Wow, this whole time, right in front of us.
So it's still in its very early stages of development. It's not, you know, don't go running to your doctor tomorrow.
Don't go running to a kindergarten and try to get sick.
So there's still a lot more research to be done, but I think it's definitely a cool advancement.
Cool.
So if you've ever been rafting down the New River.
And when haven't I?
A river in which the
we
Indians call
once.
The River of Death, and you've ran into a tree with your raft, you'll
what?
Be very excited to know. That scientists
sounds
are
like
creating
a story for a different day.
A self-healing plastic that can patch holes within itself by developing a circulatory system.
I saw this. It's got blood, right?
Wait,
crazy.
Wait. So you're making the protoplasm people from Doctor Who, the gangers?
No, basically, what they're doing is they're building a tiny network of channels. It's like 330 micrometers wide. To carry two different fluids within the plastic. When the material is damaged, the channels ruptures, causing the liquid to flow into the fissure and mix. This results in a chemical reaction that forms semi-solid gel, patching the hole like clotted blood.
Wow. That's
just like
cool.
Blood.
Okay, well, you'll have to tell us the crashing into the tree story on a different day.
Oh,
yeah,
sure. I was just using it to get into that.
Sure.
That's what we call a segue. Beautiful thing. Beautiful thing right there. And that's what we consider news. And you can learn about those things and so many more if you stop by Facebook, follow us there, follow us on Twitter, or even at those forums at geekradiodaily.com.
What
yeah, we'll
forums?
Talk more about that. Shut up. You know what I'm saying.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Indeed we do. As soon as I find it. There it is. So, I bought the Amazon Fire TV when it first came out. Day of launch. But this past Sunday, I finally bought the game controller and played the game that comes free with it, Sev-Zero. Mind you, the newest console I've used is the old Nintendo.
Wow. The Wii!
There you go. Before that, the most recent being the GameCube. It's pretty fun. I wish that Amazon Fire TV controller was a little longer, as my pinkies hang off completely and my ring fingers a bit as well.
You're supposed to do it like royalty style.
Got large hands.
Pinkies up.
I'm fancy.
Wasted 3 hours of my life on that damn Sev-Zero game, tower-based defense game where you teleport around, mopping up what aliens get by as a third-person shooter, fun stuff. And that's from Ryan, so there you go. If you buy the controller for Amazon Fire TV, you get something that's as good as a GameCube game.
Hey, GRD. Just wanted to let you guys know that it was my first RavenCon, and you guys were one of the best parts of it. What? I've never heard you guys before, but I'm a subscriber now. Had a great time there and enjoyed your follow-up comments on episode 222. Bruce, I felt your pain in the shield panel when you mentioned the guy who could just not stop going on about how the show wasn't the movies. Duh, it's a TV show. It's got a limited budget. Thanks for being a trooper throughout that and the GRD live panel. Technical issues happen. You guys have good chemistry and made it a treat for those of us who were there. I'm hope I'm able to do RavenCon again and to see you guys there, whether or not they have brand name sodas or not. Jeez, lady, yes! Your own damn soda.
Yes.
Oh, and Billy, love it. Great job with the Hobbit panel. I'm still not on board for the singing.
Oh.
Sincerely, Frank. And he has a potty. Oh, wait, that's later. Yeah, Frank.
And he has a potty book. Okay, that's weird. Frank.
I was looking
good job.
At my notes.
Oh, okay. Well,
we have the patio book.
Glad you had a good time. That's what we tried to do.
Maybe his first name is Frank and his last name is patio book.
That's entirely possible.
Frank patio book.
Frank patio books.
Thanks for writing us, Frank.
Well, now you know what needs to be on your con badge is your name from now on.
I swear we didn't have any voicemails that I forgot to send you.
Okay.
I swear.
Wasn't there one from last time that you forgot?
One from like 2 times ago. It was Chris. He said he's sorry you can't make it to Starfest.
Yeah, I couldn't make it to Starfest. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. So, yeah, no, I'm glad you had a good time. Thanks for jumping on board. We do like to have fun. And, yeah, sometimes goofy things happen. You know, it occurred to me when we talked about RavenCon, we didn't talk about the biggest technical snafu we had at the taping of the show.
When the PA speaker went, whoa!
Nope.
What?
When we forgot the cord to the PA speaker?
Nope.
When for a while it wasn't recording at all?
When we found out that the bell had broken.
Oh, right.
The bell broke.
But somebody in the audience fixed the bell.
The clanger came off of the flipping bell.
Yeah.
And yes,
the bell, guys. Can't yeah. Be, whew, the bell.
Yeah.
But so, it's fixed. Give us a ding.
Well, there you go, see?
Not
bad. Still off track a bit.
GeekRadioDaily.com. It's been off track for a while, but as long as it sounds good, it's
that's
the bell.
Because for years, I've basically been hitting it from one side, so it's kind of bent to
right.
One side. Is out
be
there.
A little more gentle with the bell.
No, I'm just going to smack it from the other side, you know, to even it out. That's generally how I like to approach these things.
Okay.
If one smack doesn't work, give it two.
Oh, snap. So if you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinstress, all at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can send a voicemail to
510-GRD-CREW.
That's where now?
510-GRD Crow.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
And it doesn't matter.
That always makes me laugh.
It doesn't matter if you understand it. Because there's so many great things out there for you to read. But if you don't have the time, or you just prefer someone else read it to you so you can feel like one of the elite, well, Patio Books is for you. Free stuff at patiobooks.com. Yes, absolutely, totally free. Great things that you can go and listen to of all varieties, including...
From the Flames by Trisha M. Wilson, narrated by Colby Trax. It's all one word, Colby Trax. And nice. There's a lot of good words in this one, so hang with me.
I know, I'm waiting to hear them.
The people of the fire, the Blessa, led by their queens, have ruled the island of Alfeu and oppressed...
Alfeu!
I was thinking of, what's the name from the Neverending Story? Atreyu.
Oh, God.
And mm-hmm. oppressed the Driva, the people of the ice, for more than 16 generations. With the Drivan king in hiding and little hope on the horizon, the Driva look to one person to save them from the vile Blessa, the Divinian. Ooh. According to legend, the divinely gifted Diviniana will one day overthrow the Blessa and restore the Drivian king to his rightful throne. But with the search having lasted for more than 400 years, will the Diviana ever come to light? Willow is the slave of the Raskpill family. Bought at the age of 4, 20 years have passed since her life irrevocably changed. Her existence is no worse than any other slave, but within, Willow wonders if there isn't something more that she should be doing with her life other than serving the ungrateful. Ordered to travel with the master's family to Sondertoff so her master's adult children can take part in an ancient rite of passage, Willow is shocked when she learns that she must too also participate.
What?
Will she fail, as all before have? Will she rise to the challenge and become stronger after passing through the flames?
Ooh, I guess you'll have to listen
so
to that
is
now.
From the Flames by Trisha M. Wilson, narrated by Kobtrax.
Kobtrax. Or...
if you, dude, if you're not a DJ, you need to be right now.
Kobtrax.
The Mystery of Jesus. What Jesus Saw by Rick Hoover. Jesus made some startling snap judgments. You have great faith, or... your faith has healed you, or why is your faith so weak? What did he see? Was it a supernatural gift he had, or was it something dirt simple that anyone could see, even today? Rick Hoover treats it as a mystery story, and he cracks the case wide open. Grab this book and find out if you can start to recognize the clues for yourself. The mystery of faith, people.
That sounds,
the mystery of faith.
Sounds kind
of
cool.
The cover is awesome because it's like a close-up of Jesus and he's got a magnifying glass. So he's got the one big eye.
Jesus Da Vinci.
And the Hall of Mirrors, the collected stories. From award-winning author Mike Bennett comes Hall of Mirrors, Tales of Horror and the Grotesque. Here you will find stories of hell and damnation, ghost, madness, murder, vampires, bizarre hair restoration disasters, and pigeons, among other things. Hall of Mirrors is a collection of modern gothic tales with a nail of dark humor hammered through its heart. Horrible, grotesque, and hilarious. So roll up, ladies and gentlemen, and enter the Hall of Mirrors if you dare.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hall of Mirrors, the collected stories, is a combination of two previously available Patio Books podcasts, Hall of Mirrors Volumes 1 and 2, all put together for your viewing pleasure.
The hall in the hallway of mirrors.
Yeah, all of them together. It's one. So, yeah, so you can go and do that. Go visit patiobooks.com at some point in time and get you a bunch of good stuff. And speaking of good stuff, we'll have more good things to say. Possibly bad. I get the feeling some bad ones. Coming up as we take a peek at Amazing Spider-Man 2 Electro Boogaloo. Coming up on episode 223 of GRD's Weekly.
Prepare yourself for action, romance, and spoilers. It's the Guilty Film Podcast.
Join hosts Kevin McKee, Andrew Nitsch, and our panel of scoundrels as they review their favorite cinematic guilty pleasures and reward their favorite Hollywood cliches with a prestigious trope award. Find us at guiltyfilm.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Proceeding was a paid advertisement sponsored by Taters.
What's Taters?
Taters is a delicious meal found in your grocer's produce section.
GuiltyFilm.com.
Yeah!
Prepare yourself for action, romance, and spoilers. It's the Guilty Film Podcast.
Join hosts Kevin McKee, Andrew Nitsch, and their panel of scoundrels as they review their favorite cinematic guilty pleasures and reward their favorite Hollywood cliches with a prestigious trope.
There's something happening in New York City. Or maybe there's something happening.
One of our greatest heroes, and the journey he took from boy to man that millions of children grew up on
is over! Say goodbye to Sam Raimi's Spider-Man. Say hello to Sony Presents Sony's Spider-Man by Sony. With directorial vision out of the way, now we can bring you the Spider-Man we've always known, you've always wanted in Sony Presents Sony's Spider-Man by Sony.
It all started when I was bitten by a radioactive spider. Seriously? We're doing the origin again? Haven't we gone through this already?
Yes, we have, but that won't stop us. Grittier!
What are you?
I'm the damn Spider-Man.
Darker! You wanna know where I got this mask?
Where?
Party City.
Hi, Schoolier!
You missed class again, Parker.
Tween friendlier. Thanks for taking notes for me, Edward Cullen.
Shamelessly pandering to every demographic. Sony presents Sony's Gravy Train. I mean, Spider-Man. By Sony. We say you'll like it. And what we say goes.
No!
Whoa there, Spidey.
That sounded like quite a nightmare you were having.
Looks like someone had one too many milkshakes before noon.
It was just a nightmare, right? The reboot isn't really gonna turn out like that, is it?
Well, no studio ever sets out to make a crappy movie, but sometimes it does happen.
And welcome back. Episode 223 of GRD's Weekly, and yes, it is that time again. The Sony presents Sony Spider-Man, brought to you by Sony. Amazing Spider-Man 2.
I definitely noticed that in the scene near the beginning where his dad and mom are in the plane, dad's got a Sony Vaio laptop.
Everybody had a Sony Vaio laptop.
All the TVs were Sony?
Pretty much, yeah.
No, all the TVs were Sony?
Okay, I believe you. I don't doubt
right?
that.
Like, no, that could get somebody fired for having a Toshiba or a Mitsubishi.
No doubt, how dare you?
What?
Mitsubishi.
So product placement aside, Amazing Spider-Man 2 decides to continue the rebooted story from the original film. Now, as you may remember, I'd like to get this out of the way. I had quite a few problems with the original film, and a lot of it had to do with that untold story aspect
of his parents
that
and the spider.
They took out of the film, mm-hmm. making the first one such a convoluted mess.
They didn't go into them. You said as we were watching it that you thought some of that footage was probably footage originally intended for the
first one. I think some of the footage in the second movie was cut from the first one because, hey, there's some of the stuff that they were kind of hinting at. But this time, no, you've got, you know, Peter's graduating from high school. Him and Gwen, how do we cope with, you know, keeping my promise to keep you out of danger but still be Spider-Man? How do I do all this? What's life going to be like? Oh, and then we get a new villain in the form of Jamie Foxx playing a ridiculous person, but an interesting villain as, as Electro.
Yeah, he was such a caricature as that awkward nerd guy.
I mean, trying out for the next Norbit.
It was way too far with that. He needed to at least be the kind of guy that you know right. all the time and not some caricature of him. And I did also think that when who's BJ Novak's character, somebody that you knew?
Sylvester P. Smythe is who he is. Sylvester P. Smythe invents the Spider Slayers, the crazy gigantic robots that used to hunt Spider-Man, the Sentinels of the Spider-Man part of the Marvel Universe, if you will.
Yeah. So the fact that they only barely mentioned who he was, sometimes I wonder if they're setting things up for later on down the road, obviously a later movie, or if they are just dropping names just to make the fanboys squee.
Well, it would make sense because at the end of the first movie, they showed him in the shadows. And then at the end of the last movie, they showed who he was and what he was doing. So in the next movie, who knows how much it's going to show? Little piece at a time.
I mean, we saw Doc Ock's attachment in the Oscorp vault. Like,
by the way, yeah, kids, spoilers, whatever.
It's been out for a while, I think. Or, well, still in theaters.
No doubt. But yeah, the last little bit is the most important thing of what they're doing and why I think there is a problem with this version of the franchise. Is that, yes, they are already planning ahead because now we know the guy in the shadows is the guy who basically put together the Sinister Six, the six major villains that fought Spider-Man, which is what the movies are now going to lead to. And yes, there was the Doc Ock little mech thing. There was one for the Vulture, too. And obviously the Rhino had one as well.
On behalf of all real rhinos, isn't that what he
said? On behalf of all real rhinos,
he had some good quips. You have to remember that Superman is the second biggest smartass in Spider-Man is the second biggest smartass in all of comics. I think second only to Deadpool.
Okay.
But he's got a lot of smarmy quips, and he's messing with people and getting in their head, kind of as part of his almost mojo when he's fighting against a bad guy, is to throw them off balance by using humor.
Obviously, my favorite part of the film, just like the first one, was him in costume as Spider-Man doing Spider-Man stuff.
Right.
In those moments, it's fantastic. It's wonderful. It's completely entertaining. You have
a good
time.
As Spider-Man, not so great as Peter Parker.
Well, the Peter Parker, all of the character stuff is just so completely damaged.
I love you, but I know I'm not supposed to be with you, but I want you. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I know that he's conflicted, and, you know, the ending I wasn't sure what they were going to do exactly, you know, and he's definitely affected.
Oh, I knew what they were going to do with the ending. Yeah.
Well, you know, well, so will Mary Jane be in the next one?
We'll see. No,
he's going off to college.
Actually, no, because she was supposed to be in this movie in a cameo that you would see a couple of times, and probably sort of as some kind of weird homage, because in the comics, before we as the readers actually ever got to meet Mary Jane, for the longest time, Aunt May, Mary Jane's a friend of like one of Aunt May's people, so she was trying to hook Peter up on a date. You should meet my... Oh, and he's totally trying to avoid it, trying to keep it from happening. And for issues, all you occasionally see is maybe a bit of red hair. You never see her until the one magic day and when the comic where it's going to happen, and there's that final shot, full panel of her going, "Face it, Tiger, you just hit the jackpot."
Yeah. So, yeah. That's a great line. So it's, but it's in college where they meet in the comic.
He is in college at this point.
Okay. Because I was going to say, you know, in the first Sam Raimi equivalent of the movie, the Sam Raimi version of the movie, they went to high school together. It could have been an interesting thing as they were like panning the crowd at the graduation ceremony. She could have been there.
Would have been. I wonder. Well, apparently she was supposed to be there a couple times, so you never know.
I didn't happen to catch her.
I also,
And how funny was it that Saturday Night Live and then the actress in the nice outfit or whatever it was that she said?
Adi Bryant.
Oh, that's another thing we watched when Spencer was out of town.
That is true. So she comes out because Andrew Garfield hosted.
He did a pretty good Justin Timberlake impersonation.
Yes, he did. That was quite damned funny. And Emma Stone shows up there at the beginning, and Adi Bryant comes running out like, "Hey, look, the three stars of Spider-Man." She's in like one scene for 5 seconds.
It was just pretty funny. It was pretty funny. But of course, since we saw that before we saw the movie, I totally noticed it.
Right.
I don't know if I would have without the prompting.
So basically this time with the second one, we once again start out with whatever happened in the past. With
you
want to
go in like order?
No, I'm just trying. I'm going to give a little overall synopsis because it's going to bring up what we're talking about next. And then we get to kick into, you know, awesome Spider-Man action. Good stuff there. And we keep delving back in. Apparently, something that was never mentioned in the first film at all. Harry Osborn helped Peter get over the death of his parents when they were kids.
True.
They've been childhood friends. Now, sure, this works because I know in the comics, but from this particular movie aspect, is that something else that got cut from the first movie?
I don't know. I really should have rewatched the first movie before we watched the sequel. It's been a while, so I don't remember the specific details.
Oh, you know me. I'm pretty good with that. I'm pretty good with that kind of stuff. So yeah, they come
nothing.
Back, you know, and they, you know, they're instant best friends again, which is kind of cool. But all the human stuff, that's what it is. It's all the people stuff is not developed enough because there's so much stuff that they're leaving out. They have to leave out.
Almost within the same breath as he tells Gwen Stacy that he's going to leave her out of it. Like the very next scene after he kind of breaks up with her and it's like, "I don't want you to be involved." He turns around and tells Harry Osborn that he's seeing her. And it's just like, this is a guy you haven't seen in a long time. You immediately, naturally just trust him, even though he looks shady as shit.
They're best friends from way back.
Yeah. Happened in the meantime.
Just because he looks like Leonardo DiCaprio after a bad weekend of heroin is no right.
Edward Furlong's haircut. Right. It just, yeah, I mean, it was like, I don't know. And you go from being like, "I'm going to be super cautious," to the very next scene, you're turning around and saying things that you shouldn't be saying. And that was just, I hate it when people who are supposed to be smart do stupid things.
Yeah, that is very distracting because they're supposed to be smart people. I mean, you know, they're all very clever.
I'm something of a scientist myself.
I'm just stupid when it comes to doing regular things.
Right. And you go, so why would Gwen be valedictorian? Because I guess from the comics, Peter was a little bit more...
Peter was crazy smart. Peter was like the nerd, you know, for the school. He was like the one guy. I mean, Gwen was there. I'm not saying she was dumb or anything, but, I mean, Peter built the damn web shooters and web fluid. I mean, come on. He should be a freaking genius.
Right, but my response to that was he's always off, you know, stopping crime, so he probably missed some class.
I can go along with that, that is cool.
So he was salutatorian.
That works. I noticed once again that they shortchanged in the script for Peter Parker that there really still doesn't seem to be any lingering effects for him with Uncle Ben's death. And I think it's very interesting that he gets to see the ghost of Dennis Leary versus Martin Sheen.
Right.
I think that would have more of an impact on you, you know.
Well, if that was all about the whole "I feel guilty."
Sure.
But it was
that's my point.
Yeah.
He doesn't feel guilty. From the first movie,
he did not
feel guilty about Uncle Ben. He didn't.
He misses him and he's sad and he grieves, but he doesn't feel like, "I did that."
He didn't hunt him down in the first movie and find him.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe that's a whole continuity change in this universe.
I guess so.
I don't know. What did you think of the movie, Spencer?
Well, I thought it was really good, but I haven't seen the first one, and I know next to nothing about the comics.
Yeah, because you're like, who's this chick? Who is she?
What is a Gwen Stacy?
She's Bryce Dallas Howard from Spider-Man 3, used completely out of context except for being thrown off a building.
Craziness.
Yep.
Oops. Oops.
But it was a fun. I think you probably appreciated the Spider-Man parts, you know.
Yeah, no, it was great. He was snarky.
Snarky.
Words, snarky. I know those words.
And, you know, as great as the web swinging through the city stuff was in the Raimi films, they've come so far.
Our CGI
with it now.
Is just plain better. Well, you know, it's that looked great, but this looked real.
Yeah.
Right. It really did. He's swinging around and
the like wind affecting around. The costume. You know, as he's falling. The
wind,
it's just insane.
Yeah, and I mean, we saw it not in, you know, like 3D and IMAX and everything, so it would have been even prettier to look way. And we'll know. I mean, we're going to see Godzilla.
You're damn right we are.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Godzilla.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, but anyway, but yeah, if I think it Godzilla. would have been even better. But they didn't have a whole lot of cheap moments, except that one time with like the eel coming towards the screen. Sure. But there weren't that many cheap like 3D moments.
Now, what did you think of the look of Jamie Foxx as Electro? I'm going to tell you here and now, that's a much better look than he has as a comic book character, because if I show it to you, it's weird. He has a green and yellow costume, and his headpiece thing, I guess, is supposed to be electrical bolts coming out, but he kind of looks like a star.
Nobody really gets to have costumes like that anymore unless they're Asgardian.
Yeah.
They're the only ones that are allowed to have that anymore.
True enough.
But I liked the outfit. I guess, like, the fact that it was all contained under his skin. When you see when he sort of, like, phases in and out, and you see him as this, like, pure energy form without... He needed to just be pure a little energy. Less contained, a little less human, almost, even, you know.
A little bit more flowing.
Right. A little bit less defined. And, yeah, okay, then you wouldn't have been able to see facial expressions or whatever. Right. I don't know, but it just seemed... It could have been sparking off of his skin more, I think. It just seemed too much like a shell.
Okay.
True enough.
I can see that.
The blue was cool.
I like that they attached a meter to the side of his head.
Yeah.
That was great.
So we also, as much as he was mentioned before, finally got to meet Norman Osborn very briefly.
Right. And he was, what's his name from the Muppet movies? Tex Richmond.
Chris Cooper.
Yeah.
Chris Cooper.
He's a good bad guy. Maniacal laugh.
And maniacal laugh. Maniacal laugh. And he can rap pretty good, too, we know. He hits one scene.
Yeah.
No. So I don't care that he's dead. Norman Osborn's coming back, and that's why the end of the movie really hinted at the future of the franchise, including the stuff that they didn't show us. But we'll talk about what they didn't show us when we get to the end of the movie, because Sally Field is Aunt May. What's Aunt May doing? Like, what's... I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm going to sneak around and be a nurse so that I can pay for you to go to college.
She's
going to
sneak around so Peter doesn't know that she's going to be a nurse, but she's going around to be a nurse. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you felt like you needed money to pay for college and you were going to sneak around doing something shameful that you didn't want... I don't know.
I think
just
being a nurse is shameful.
Right, like, I just don't see why you wouldn't tell him about that, because you didn't want him to feel guilty or whatever. If he's that smart of a freaking scientist, he should have had scholarships to college.
They did say that while she was valedictorian, he was second. So you'd think there'd be
at
a scholarship.
At a math and science, like, magnet school.
Yeah.
He would not, you know,
true
with
enough.
A single mom that's not even his mother, he would definitely have scholarships. So that was just
maybe
like,
he didn't apply for
any. And she's supposed to be older, too. She's supposed to be, like, gray hair old lady.
Yeah. Well, you know, because...
Although she certainly doesn't look like she didn't Smokey and the Bandit.
No. Those jeans
She's aging.
Those shorts would not have the same impact.
But I'm sure they pronounced it, you know what I mean? Like, made it look more.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, that's
she's still
thing.
A beautiful woman.
That's what's weird about this whole thing with the reboot and whatever is that... For this movie, for this time in Amazing Spider-Man, they want it to be more like the Ultimate Spider-Man universe, kind of, but that's what Raimi's was kind of going for. That's how you got the organic web shooters.
What is... So, okay, I'm sorry to interrupt just for a second. We're going to go back to that. So the organic web shooters, would you say that is the biggest difference between Spider-Man and the Amazing Spider-Man? Or what would you say is the biggest difference in the comics between Spider-Man and the Amazing Spider-Man? Aren't they two different...
No.
I thought it was like a different run. Well, like how you have
Amazing
like,
Spider-Man is a comic, but it's the same Spider-Man that is in Spectacular Spider-Man, and the same Spider-Man in Web of Spider-Man, and the same.
How come some Spider-Men have organic web shooters and some have the manufactured
one? The ultimate
one.
Comic line that Marvel does.
Okay.
The ultimate universe.
Okay. So what I meant to say
organic
was
web shooters.
Is that what you would consider the biggest difference between the ultimate and the amazing?
The best way to do for the ultimate universe is to wipe out all the continuity so a new reader could jump on, because it was Peter back in high school. It's more modern, so he gets to do more, you know, high-tech, you know, science-y stuff this way. And Aunt May, instead of being the old lady, she's still old, but she's more dynamic. She actually, she does have a job. I forget what it is that she does in that. She's like a school counselor or something, I don't know. But she can be feisty when the mood takes her. And she's a much more interesting character than the sort of half-quasi-old lady who worries that they keep trying to make her in the films. So that's that, that's really, and the fact that Gwen Stacy, that Mary Jane is with in high school with him in the Ultimate Comics.
Right, so it's like they pick and choose. They go, well, we want this from the Amazing, and we want this from the Ultimate, and we want this from,
yeah.
I don't know.
And then there's still the story of Peter and his parents. Does anybody, I just don't know. I don't see the point of this side of it. I don't. This whole tie-in with Oscorp and the big secret conspiracy thing that they're working on.
And how, like, I figured out that the spiders were actually bad instead of good, and so I tried to destroy them all, and they're trying to kill me, and I don't know. It's just evil corporations doing anything for money. That whole storyline could have been, I could have lived without that.
Well, also because they sort of hinted at it in the first one, that Peter is only Spider-Man because of something his parents did with the genetic research stuff. And in this one, we find out, that's really the case. So it's almost like there had to be a Spider-Man and it had to be him. And I hate that. I hate that kind of thing.
I like they go on the field trip and Peter Parker gets bit by the spider.
It was an accident.
Right.
I don't, you know, that still works.
Because that could happen
me.
To anyone.
Sure.
You want to believe, not that you necessarily, like, I mean, because being a Spider-Man is a double-edged sword. You have the powers, and it's cool to be able to climb up buildings and swing through webs, but you do have sort of a responsibility to be a hero. Kind of the fundamental, you know, everything that is about Spider-Man. But
sure.
So I'm not saying I would necessarily want to, but you kind of like to think that superpowers could happen to anyone.
Wait,
you know?
If I was Spider-Man,
yeah,
would I be terrified of myself?
No, you could probably talk to spiders and make them stay, like, do your bidding, like, run away.
I think I'd be terrified of myself.
Well, you don't look like a spider.
You're still Spider-Man. You just have spidery qualities.
Okay.
There was the scene when he was trying to catch all the plutonium, and I was like, oh, if only he had 8 legs.
Yeah, right? That would have been... Well, who knows if they might bring that particular storyline to what's going on.
No.
No? They're not going to do
no.
that?
No.
If anything, they'll do Iron Spider. Oh, wait. It's not Sony.
No, they won't be crossing that over. So,
but speaking of...
So, the end of the movie, the rumor, what we all thought we were going to see, back in December, there was like some concept picture from the movie that had the weird, mysterious, shadowy guy standing in front of a chamber, because if you notice, he walked by all those little mech suits they had. There was numbers. There were 6 of them, even. Number 3, and it was open, and you could see in a jar a head. And that head looked suspiciously like Norman Osborn. So, I don't know if that's still going to happen in part of the Sinister Six or whatever, but that's not what we got.
Right.
That's not what we got as a post-credit sequence. Not what we got at all. What we got was a scene from X-Men Days of Future Past. And I just sat there.
Well, I was definitely surprised, because I was thinking, you know, wait a minute. We'd had this whole discussion about how it's not the same movie company. And
yeah, it's not
how
the same
could that
universes.
Be, you know, and it's even though, you know, it is the same universe.
It's the same Marvel universe,
Marvel,
but
right.
As far as movie rights ownership.
Right, that's
right.
What I meant. But then I was like, wait, did I not remember that correctly? Because at one point, Spider-Man was, like, working with the X-Men. I've read that comic before.
Sure.
So it was just kind of like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah, it was incredibly confusing, so I immediately had to go and look that up and be like, what the hell is this? And apparently because Mark Webb directed like 500 Days of Summer, and Fox, he still owed them like a movie or some favor or what the hell ever, they basically worked out a deal where, they showed a clip from their X-Men movie in the credits of Spider-Man.
In order to allow him to be the director.
Sure, wow. Sure. And that's just strange, because that gives a false expectation to people that didn't look it up.
Right.
They're like, oh, hey, they're going to cross. Oh, X-Men and Spider-Man are going to cross. No, that's not going to happen.
Well, I guess I really don't care if they trick people into watching stuff, you know.
Sure, and it's, I mean, do you really need, I mean, I'm already going to see, I wanted to see Days of Future Past more than Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Right, hands down.
True.
So I don't see why you needed that to try to get me to come on back to it. It seemed jarring, and it was another example that overall I don't really think they care what they do with Spider-Man, as long as they do something with Spider-Man
right,
to be able to keep the rights. So they keep
use
the
it or lose it.
Yep. And that's the thing about X-Men. They are marketing that like hard. And you would think, can't you, if it's just a good quality entertainment, I mean, I guess they figured, well, we can count on all the geeks. We just got to get everybody else to go.
This is an incredibly expensive movie.
Yeah.
It is huge. They need this to do amazing. Or
I'm
as they
going
said
to
back
see it
in
multiple
the day,
times.
It needs to do gangbusters. That's what
that's
it needs
funny.
To do right there.
I definitely was surprised by that aspect of the after.
Bothered
credits.
Me. It bothered me.
Yeah.
So you're not even going to give me another clue for this movie. I guess you figure you've already done enough for the. You don't care. I don't think. And here's why you really don't care, because Harry Osborn, I guess, is the Green Goblin. They never call him that, but he's the Green Goblin.
He's on the surfboard thing.
Yes, he's on the glider, and much like Venom in Spider-Man 3. We're only going to like bring him around for like the last half hour.
Right.
Right.
Right. You know, because when you see, you know there's going to be three villains in this. There was really only the one villain.
There really only was.
And then, you know, just kind of threw the other two in at the end.
Basically, yeah. It's like, oh, we need to stretch it out, I guess. And you could have
set up for the next one.
You could have, because I'm so surprised. Sorry, here's the big spoiler, folks. If you don't know this 50-year-old secret, Gwen Stacy dies. The Green Goblin throws her off the bridge. Oh, wait, no. He throws her through whatever the hell that tower
steampunk
thing.
World.
Yeah, they were.
There were gears everywhere. Yeah,
clock tower. That's what it was, But Scissor Man was nowhere to be seen. Nowhere, which was damn sad.
Scissor Man.
He's the villain in Clock Tower. It's a video game. So this time you were not one of the three people that got that. Sorry, this time it was not you.
No.
Sorry, Spence.
So
I'll get flashcards for you.
Are you ready to talk pants rating?
No, because what was the point of going ahead and making him the villain if you were going to set up the friendship with Peter at the same time setting up the hatred for Spider-Man? That's good drama that was wasted and not used, because there it is in the movie. He figures all this stuff out and already breaks that. So no Gwen Stacy next movie either. I mean, that would have been a crushing way. That don't people think of this in trilogies anymore as like arcs? Doesn't an arc run like three? So I don't know. So yeah, I got pants rating, I suppose. Yeah, go for it.
I mean, I was thinking in the 6.5 range, because it was definitely fun.
Sure.
It was one of those kind of popcorn summertime movies.
Sure.
You know, Emma Stone was good in it, and just in general, but I just not, I wouldn't want to see it again. I almost wish I hadn't paid for it,
right.
You know, but like, you know, how would we get to the point where they make something like Spider-Man or Batman, or when we don't go see it?
That I felt bad about that I didn't really have a burning desire to go see it, because if you had told me that 10 years ago, you know.
Well, you know, they need to stop treating us like a locked demographic and make quality programming.
Well, they want to build an entire universe. That's the building up to the Sinister Six is their version of going towards the Avengers, is to get this one big crazy thing, because they're going to have to bring in Venom. You know, and Doc Ock's gonna have to make an appearance. So they're already. You can tell they're already planning films. They're already planning multiple films just to be able to get to the Sinister Six movie. Because I doubt you can just throw them all into the next.
But see, like leading up to the Avengers, we got Iron Man and Thor and Captain America.
And
separate.
That's the problem with having one character and trying to build a universe around this one character and his associates. So I wonder, you know, are they going to go crazy? You know, are they going to try to, like, stretch the rules of what actually is Spider-Man and try to find a way to bring in, like, other characters?
Spider-Friends! Go for it!
Because I would pay to see that.
Wow.
I'd pay
what was
to
your pants rating?
6.5 sounds about right. Basically, I'd like to say I'd like to give it half a pant more than whatever I gave the first one. Because I want to say I gave it about a 6, but maybe I gave it a 5. I don't know. 6.5 sounds right. It's a fun time. It's worth watching. I would say see it at a matinee, because I don't think it's worth full price 3D. I don't.
I will give it 3. No, not 3.
It's out of 10.
Out of 10, of course.
Because it's not out of 6.
Right.
Otherwise, I gave it a great score.
Of course.
Giving it more than the highest.
So I will give it 6.75 pants.
Wow, 3
but
quarter
But only,
pants.
It would have made...
6 and Capri pedal pushers.
It would have made the last quarter if Emma Stone's hair wasn't blonde.
Gwen Stacy's hair
is
blonde.
I understand it.
Well, now here's where it gets weird for me.
I think she's one of the rare people who does actually look good with all different color hairs.
Well,
but with
not,
red hair, Jesus. It was weird to me that in the Sam Raimi version, they got Kirsten Dunst to play Mary Jane, and she's blonde, and she played a redhead. And now we know Emma Stone Moore as a redhead, and she's playing the blonde Gwen Stacy. What are you people doing? I don't understand. Oh, and to go back, this is weird too. For Spider-Man 3, when they Gwen Stacy, who's blonde, they got Bryce Dallas Howard, who's a redhead, who they made blonde for that. I don't know why they want to keep changing people's hair colors to make them characters.
Oh, Hollywood.
It's so strange to me. But yeah, more of these are coming. I'm pretty sure this did well. Yeah, I think it was number one. It's, you know, now we're going to see what it's up, you know, with Godzilla coming up, if it's got legs. I don't know if it's going to have
eight
legs.
Of them.
You're funny. I really don't know. I mean, you know, I'm sure you guys have seen it. You should let us know what you think. But it's adequate. Basically, my thought was, when I saw him fighting as Spider-Man, if you could just, you know, find a way to make that a little cheaper and just give me this as a TV show, I'd watch the hell out of this every week. That's what I would
do. If you were curious, it made about 100, so far it's made about $154 million compared to Captain America's 247.
Wow.
Yeah. And the Lego movie made 254.
The reviews of it are rather mixed.
People
quite.
Are confused.
Yeah, because the first one, it's kind of a mess of a movie. And really, there needs to be director's cuts of both of these, because I think it would make a lot more sense than what we ended up with. So any final thoughts on Spider-Man, Murray F. Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Oh, can I lastly say it bugged the hell out of me that
was
his ringtone?
Yeah.
Bugged the hell out of me that was his ringtone. Yeah, that's the Spider-Man theme song thing there. But yeah, so, well, things just bug me. What are you going to do? And that's what we call a show. So GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, not commercial, not Creative Works, 1993.0 license.
Nice.
Make sure you check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and of course the forums at geekradiodaily.com. That Spencer, our intern, is going to just like start populating like mad.
Yes.
It's been said on the show, so it's true.
It's got to be.
It's true.
It's got to
be. So drop us a note at Podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flint, all at geekradiodaily.com, or send a voicemail to
510-GRD-CREW.
One more time.
510-GRD-CREW.
And we shall see you in a week.
Oh, ain't you just the cutest little thing? Dude, you suck! Huh, kiss your mother with that face? Jeez.
Oh, you're just too clever for me.
He's more than the typical kind of man. Yes, he can do whatever a spider can. Uh-oh, Spidey senses overload. What a high swinging by, flying through the sky. Spins a web any size, catches thieves like flies. Uh-oh, Spidey senses gotta go. Climbing up all around, hanging upside down. When you need a real swinger, he's the best in town. Uh-oh, here's the Stanley cameo.
Uh-oh, yep, now you're here in a sticky situation.
Thought you would rob a bank, you were mistaken.
One web, two webs, three, you're a coward.
I don't have to try too hard.
Superpowers.
Uh-oh, now it's off to jail you go.
Go.